Jared, Zach Berman from the Star Electric. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
How would you compare what you've seen down in Washington to the program up here in New York?
Just in general?
Just in general. You can get specific, though, if you like.
You know what? I mean, it's different. It's different. You know, it's a different group of guys, different coaching staff. Coach Shanahan and Coach Coughlin have very different personalities, but, you know, the way they're similar, they both have, they're both very determined. They both have a single goal, which is to win a championship. So, you know, that's the most similar part about it. You know, everyone's focused down here. Great group of guys, great group of people, just like there was in New York. So, a lot of similarities, but, you know, just, you know, differences also.
Hey, Barry, Jeff Robertson, the Bergen Record. How excited are you looking forward to Sunday, and what will it mean to you?
Oh, man, it'll mean a lot. It'll mean a lot, man. It's a lot of things that are going into this game. You know, obviously I have my own personal feelings about the game, but, you know, the game's on 9/11, and, you know, all the ramifications of that, and being at home in front of our home fans for the first time, for the first game, and what we believe is a new era of Redskins football, there's a lot going into it. So it's going to be very emotional, very intense, and this is what fans love to see. This is what football is all about.
Barry, how apprised have you stayed of everything that's happening up here? Like, do you know what happened to John Goff? Do you know what happened to Terrell Thomas?
Absolutely. Those guys are my friends. I mean, those are people whose numbers I have on my phone and who, our relationship goes beyond the football field. So I'm definitely always going to be sending out a text, get well, and, you know, let those guys know I'm praying for them in a situation like that. So I'm definitely aware of those type of things, and I'm getting up to speed even more so on the football field of, aspect of it, you know, by watching tape. So I'm in tune with what's going on up there.
Well, when you watch from afar, now that you're not part of this club, do you just sort of feel like this organization is a little snake bit? I mean, does it seem like a bad run of luck?
I mean, it's definitely bad luck. It's definitely bad luck, and I feel terrible for those guys. You know, it's hard to explain. You know, it happens every year in the NFL. You know, the freak injuries happen, and there's just a lot of them happen, especially on the defensive side of the ball over there. So, you know, I feel terrible for those individuals, but, you know, I know that team, they got a lot of depth, they got a lot of character and heart, and I expect them to come out fighting on 9/11.
You were a guy who played out your contract year and obviously struck big during the offseason. When you see someone like Terrell or John in a contract year get this injury, do you look at it even differently?
Yeah, I definitely feel for them on a different level, you know, and it's rough, but best thing I can tell those guys is remind them that, you know, 2 years ago I had a serious knee surgery. And a lot of people wrote me off, and I was able to bounce back and get to the point I am. So I just tell those guys to stay focused, get ready for intense rehab, and knowing those guys, they will be. So I expect them to come back better than ever.
But Ebenezer Samuel from the New York Daily News, when you look at some of the young talent this team had at defensive tackle just in Linval and then drafting Marvin Austin, did you kind of see the writing on the wall that maybe they weren't going to bring you back at all?
Yeah, I mean, when the team makes moves like that, you just you know that, you know, with the financial strains that they had, with the cap going back, and then with the other free agents that we had, you know that my position was probably the one that was stocked the most. The cover would certainly not be bare without me, and I think they'll do fine without me, you know. But I feel like I'm going to take my time, you know, bring my talent here. I learned a lot while I was there, and I'm learning a lot as I am here from Coach Haslett and Coach Bernie here. So, you know, I'm excited about what we have going on down here. I'm sure they are confident going into 9/11 just like we are, and it'll be a great game on Sunday.
And you spent a year with Linval. What do you think of him and just his potential and his talent?
Oh, man, he's one of the strongest guys I've ever played with. You know, so with him, it's just going to come down to technique and staying focused, and those are things that I've told him. So, you know, after I signed, I texted him and told him and let him know, you know, it's his time. It's his time to shine. So, you know, I'm happy for him and the opportunity he has. He's a good kid, and if he stays focused and keeps working hard, the sky's the limit for him.
And you can only speculate, obviously, but, you know, you were here when there was a leadership structure of, obviously, O'Hara and Richie, and you were here. How would you expect the dynamic of the locker room to be different this year without those guys?
It'll definitely be different, and different guys are going to have to step up, you know, and that's a challenge that, you know, that I hope some guys, you know, are ready to embrace, you know, for their sake. But, you know, realistically, that's the NFL. You know, things change, and, you know, we got a completely new locker room down here for the most part. You know, there's still some holdovers, but there's a lot of new faces here, and we're dealing with the same thing. So that's the challenge of the NFL, and that's what you expect when you're a pro. You know, you're expected to handle whatever comes at you, whenever it comes at you. And we're doing that down here, and then they'll be expected to do that up there.
Barry, after so long here, do you feel like the new? Do you still feel like the new kid in school down there, the new kid in the class, or is that all gone?
It's gone now. It's gone now. I definitely felt it when I first got here. But you know, like I said, there was a lot of new faces, so a lot of us were in the same boat, so it was an easy transition. The guys that were already here welcomed us with open arms, and we're all excited. And you know, Coach Hanahan's got a great program for us, so we've grown a lot throughout this training camp, and we'll continue to grow throughout the season.
What surprised you or stuck out to you about Washington, based you know from your experience there, compared to what you saw when you played against them and prepared for them the past few years?
You know what, the biggest thing was I didn't see all the stuff that a lot of the media reported on as far as the disorder and the chaos. You know, I got here, I feel like this is a well-oiled machine. Coach Shanahan's a great coach with a great pedigree, and he has us all focused. You know, I know there was a lot of issues in the past, but, you know, that's just not here anymore. The locker room is tight-knit, a lot of high-character guys, and we're focused on the future. So that was the biggest surprise, and the most pleasant surprise was that it was very, very well-run team, very well-run organization, which is what I'm accustomed to.
Hey, Barry, this is Om Youngsa from ESPN New York. You know, obviously know the Giants have been ravaged by injuries again in the preseason. I mean, is it setting up for the Giants usually when people kind of count them out and think that they're not going to do anything? They always seem to kind of, you know, surprise people.
Well, I mean, I think we're in the same boat down here. People don't expect a lot from us. I'm pretty sure we're picked to finish last in the NFC East by everyone who thinks they know everything. So, you know, we relish that position. We relish being under the radar. And I'm sure the Giants will too. So it's going to be a battle of two teams facing the same thing. You know, I don't look at the odds, but I think that we're probably still the underdog going into this game because of what's happened with us for the past couple of years down here. So we relish that opportunity to be the underdog. And you know, a lot of pros, you know, when we get cornered, we come out fighting, and that's what we're going to do down here. And you know, knowing those guys up there, I'm sure they'll do the same.
And from your experience when you were here, what does this team do when they have so many injuries mount up?
You know, the next guy has to step up. That's everyone's mantra around the league, man. The next guy's got to step up. There's a lot of high-character guys in that locker room, a lot of leadership. And, you know, Coach Coughlin's a great leader. So I'm sure he'll expect the next guy to step in and not lose a beat. And that's what we're expecting here. We're expecting the next guy to come in to play at that same level, and we're preparing for everyone like they're a starter. We're preparing for everything that can come our way.
Barry, having said that, what about the Redskins do you think will surprise people? Or what was the biggest surprise to you?
You know, I think a lot of people will be surprised by how physical we are up front. We got some new faces on the D-line, and we got some holdovers, guys like Adam Character and Kedrick Olsen, and then you got a guy like Arakpo and London and Rocky McIntosh. Those guys are physical guys who are holdovers, and then the new faces with myself and Bowen and Kerrigan in the draft. You know, we're gonna be a formidable, you know, front seven on defense. And the O-line is coming together too. They already had a lot of talent. They added some more talent to fit Coach Shanahan's scheme with that zone blocking scheme. So I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about how effective and physical we are up front.
How different is your role, Barry? I mean, are you playing some nose too as well?
Definitely. You know, you never know where you're going to see me. We have a lot of guys that are talented and, you know, similar physically, so we can line up anywhere along our defensive front. And I'm definitely going to be playing a lot of nose tackle, but you know, they'll let me do what I can do in the pass rush game too. So I'm excited about the plan that Coach has set for me.